You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Most interesting thing in tech? Soon, the latest Mars rover will be sent to the red planet. It's going up at the end of this month. It should land in February. And there are all kinds of really interesting engineering challenges that have to be solved within extraordinary constraints. Because to have a rover on Mars, you have to have a device that can withstand the journey, that can be incredibly light and incredibly efficient because of the complexity of the journey, that can withstand insane amounts of radiation, and that is absolutely and completely reliable, which means you need to have thoroughly tested it, but it also needs to be as advanced as possible, which means you need to use modern and new equipment. So how are they doing it? Well, my colleague Daniel Oberhaus has a terrific story explaining the ins and outs, but a couple of the choices they've made. So for one, they're going to have two computers instead of just one. It's too hard to have one computer that dealt with the driving of the rover, figuring out where to go and how to maneuver. So if you offload that to a second computer, you can have more power in the first computer. Second, you harden all of the chips against radiation as best as you can. A third thing you do is they're not using LiDAR. LiDAR is the technology of lasers that you use for self-driving cars. Right? You fire out lasers from the device, often on top of the car. But LiDAR is expensive and heavy. So they're actually using something called stereoscopic vision, where you have an image on the right and the left, and you can combine them to analyze where you are in three-dimensional space. And you can compare one image taken at one moment versus an image taken at another moment to figure out where you have gone. What else can you do? Well, maybe the most important thing is prepare the rover for every possible scenario. So try to build an environment on your home planet as much as possible like what it will encounter on Mars. Test it out so that it's familiar with every possible environment. It's not easy, but it's amazing, and let's hope it all works. So kudos to the engineers who've been working on this, and in a few months, we'll see how it goes.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.